while somebody's comfortably numb there. Yeah, but I mean, my other one, my R2 is comfortably dead weight as well. And the only reason why I picked up the mobile head, what do they call that stupid thing again? You know what I'm talking about, the remote head kit, was my health was a little bit better, and so on and so forth. But, yeah, everything you're looking for is out there. You just got to dig. I mean, I don't know if I'll ever get on P25, but I had an APX. I mean, I don't need 7, 8, 900. I'm usually in just the UHF band. But there was a nice APX 6000 or 7000. I can't remember. This was about a little over a month ago. And R1, R2, and VHF only for 1900, and it was like mint condition or refurbished to mint condition. And it was the perfect radio I wanted, all three bands, the full UHF spectrum plus VHF. And even though I talk very little VHF, with like I listen and I'll get in on the nets for the MPARC or MCARPSC out here in Macomb County, yeah, and 2000 is kind of like my cap or my cap of what I would spend on an APX if I were to invest in one. Sean mentioned to me once about a 4000. 4000s are almost impossible to find, but especially with a full keypad on it. But anything and everything you're looking for is out there. You just got to dig, and be careful of what you're getting and where you're getting it from, because there's a lot of stuff coming out of China and Japan that look nice, but I'm just kind of leery.